Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Hi, Julie. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. A little bit of a rainy day in Brooklyn, but this conversation is definitely bringing some sunshine to the day. So very excited.
I'm so excited to chat with you. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I work for HarperCollins, specifically under the William Morrow umbrella, and then even more specifically under the Avon Books umbrella. It's a recently new position for me. I took over a few months ago as the publicity head for the Avon Books imprint. So I'm a senior publicity manager there. I started my career in publishing about a decade ago as a corporate communications intern with Hachette, and then was able to kind of pivot into actual consumer-facing publicity versus corporate communications, which is more kind of like internal communications with the company. I have two cats named Lola and Eloise, and they're the lights of my life. And I love to read, and I love to read romance. My first romance novel was Honorable Man by Rosemary Rogers, and I read it when I was in eighth grade. Found it on a Target shelf, and the rest is history.
Oh my gosh, I love this. So tell me about Honorable Man. What was the book about?
Oh, well, it was my very first romance, and I didn't know what that meant. I was just very intrigued by the cover copy and the cover. It is a Civil War era set enemies to lovers romance, and it's with the heroine is a Southern belle, and the hero is a Northern Yankee soldier, but he's originally from the South, so they knew each other like growing up. But he goes off to fight for the North, and she sees it as a betrayal. And it was just so amazing. I shared it with all of my friends. I just really, really loved it. Probably because it was just so unexpected. I didn't know what to do when I got to the first sex scene. I was at a holiday party with my family, but no one was in the room. Everybody was like in the kitchen, and I was just off reading in a corner as per usual. And I'm sure all of our bookworm friends and listeners could agree and know what that feels like. But I got to the first sex scene and I felt my eyes go really wide, and I closed the book and I like tiptoed around the corner to where everybody else was, and they were completely absorbed in the conversation they were having, not paying attention to me. So I was like, cool, no one will know what I'm reading right now. So I tiptoed back and opened the book and just carried on with my merry way. But I will never forget that feeling of like, oh, I'm gonna get caught, but this is amazing.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I would say my first sex scene was Forever. I think Judy Blume's Judy Blume's YA, risque YA, you know.
Nice.
And then I didn't read romance until 2016. So I knew there was like some sex scenes in women's fiction, but it wasn't as prevalent as when I started reading romance, and I was like, oh my gosh, the world opened up, you know?
And I mean, in eighth grade, you're what, like 13, 14? Yeah. So like, I think that was also my just first exposure to kind of like sex on the page and not necessarily like a closed door or like a fade out kind of thing. And of course, I mean, I wasn't allowed to watch rated R movies at the time. So like even the PG-13 movies and like sex representation in pop culture was still very kind of muted. So I think that's why that experience has stayed with me for so long, that I vividly remember it. I remember how I felt. I remember time, date, place, all of that jazz. But it literally changed my life. That was the very first book, romance novel I ever read. And then we got back, the family party was in Wisconsin. We got back to the Chicago area after the holidays, and I immediately went to my library and put my arm across the romance shelf and just scooped up every book I could physically fit in the backpack that I brought and started my journey. And here I'm, what, 20 years later, like working in books, working for romance. So it like literally had, I didn't know it at the time, of course, but crafted kind of the life path that I would be pursuing later in the later years. So it's amazing.
I love mm-hmm. you so much. This is so exciting. So let's chat about some Avon romance and maybe some William Morrow titles, because there's like sometimes a crossover within both houses.
Yes.
So what has been some of the books that came up, you know, in the past year that we should be adding it onto our TBRs or buy them, you know, before and ask our booksellers to get it before supply chain, you know?
Oh, yes. Well, so all of these questions, when people ask me, like, what are you reading? What should we buy? All of those kinds of questions, they're very hard to answer, because trying to pick a favorite book is like trying to pick your favorite child or your favorite pet, which usually you don't have one. So our list is amazing. I'm so proud of the books that Avon and Morrow like publish across the board. So I tried to pick a few of these books that I wanted to kind of highlight to across the spectrum in terms of mass markets, in terms of rom-coms and trade paperbacks, in terms of historicals versus contemporaries. I wanted to try and be as inclusive as possible. So quote unquote disclaimer, this is by no means an exhaustive list, but everyone should just read all of the Avon books ever published if you don't have a towering TBR already. But so back in February of this year, we published a book by Eva Lee called Waiting on a Scott Like You. Mm-hmm. And it's part of this series that she's been writing inspired by The Breakfast Club and like 80s rom-coms. And so each book in the series is a reimagining of a classic 80s movie. And Waiting on a Scott Like You is the retelling of Ferris Bueller's Day Off, but with a lady Ferris and her grumpy Scottish traveling companion. So that's really fun if you're looking for kind of like a read inspired by nostalgic rom-coms and the whole Rat Pack type of feeling. And then in March, we published one of my all-time favorite books, Actor Age Eve Brown by Talia Hibbert. It was the final book in her Brown Sisters series, but it definitely can be read as a standalone. And it basically... is about the youngest Brown sister who is kind of a hot mess express and like just feels like she can't ever do anything right. So she kind of goes on this journey of self-discovery. She like flees her home and she quite literally crashes into the life of an uptight B&B bed and breakfast owner. The shenanigans kind of happen from there. He's very uptight. He's very straight laced and she's very kind of like wild child. And so it's a lovely kind of romance to see bloom between them two. It's also inclusive romance because it's an interracial couple and actually both characters are on the spectrum. So I thought that was, Talia does such an amazing job kind of writing real stories and real characters that have kind of like real relatable type, I don't want to say issues because they're not issues, but like just kind of mountains to climb. Yeah, like life challenges. Absolutely. And it's like you kind of see the reflection of real life and real people in her books, which are amazing. Yeah. And then a little bit more recently, but still, if you can believe it, a few months ago, in July, we published this book called The Viscount Made Me Do It, which mm-hmm. is by Diana Quincy. And I love it because, again, it's another inclusive romance. The heroine is of Arab descent, as is Diana. The heroine fits into this kind of trend that I've been seeing have an uptick, like unusual historical heroines, basically, where... the heroine has a profession in this Regency England time era as a bone setter. So she has a job. Usually women aren't employed in this kind of time period, but it was very interesting to kind of read about a woman not only having a profession, but in a medical profession, which I mean, even to this day is still relatively male dominated. So that was really cool. And then just last month, I wanted to give a recommendation for Jennifer Ryan's True Love Cowboy. Mm-hmm. We don't see a lot of Western romances anymore or as like right now. And Jen Ryan is such a gem. She is such a prolific writer in this space. I think she's one of kind of the queens of kind of suspenseful contemporary romances that are set in kind of more of the West and are filled with high stakes and higher drama. And her heroes are always cowboys, and her heroines are always strong-willed and powerful women. And just to see their HEAs always come to pass are always really satisfying. So this one, True Love Cowboy, is the last book in her McGrath series, again, though it is a standalone. And if so, if you're looking for like kind of a rough and tumble type of hero, that's like going to fulfill your cowboy kind of itch or niche, then you should definitely pick this one up.
Oh my gosh, I'm picking that one up. I read the other books in the series, and Actorage, Evilise, and they're just so good. Like, so yes. I know Jennifer Ryan's is just going to be another 5-star read.
Oh, good. Yes, I can guarantee that.
I love this. So let's chat about what's coming up. What books should we be on the lookout? Like, you know, what should we be pre-ordering right now?
Sure. Well, the first one I want to kind of touch on is the follow-up to Spoiler Alert by Olivia Dade called All the Feels. It's already giving me all the feels to talk about it because it's so wonderful. I mean, if you haven't read Spoiler Alert yet, Olivia is kind of trademark. She writes fat positive heroines, which are just fantastic. All of her heroines are always sexy, and she writes with care and insight. And that's definitely one of Olivia's kind of trademarks is really kind of, again, representation of the heroines. And specifically for All the Feels, it's a charming rom-com about a devil-may-care actor who actually cares more than anyone knows, and the no-nonsense woman hired to keep him in line. He's an actor and he's had some PR issues. So the producers on the fantasy show that he's on need to keep him in line and hire basically a caretaker for him to make sure he doesn't step out of line. So it's funny. It's achingly sweet. It has a fan fiction element, as did Spoiler Alert. So any and everyone who loves to read or has read fan fiction, this is kind of a celebration of that kind of niche part of the internet. So yes, All the Feels, it's coming out October 26th. Mm-hmm. So we have that one. And then also on October 26th, kind of on the opposite spectrum, is a historical romance called The Lady Gets Lucky by Joanna Shoup. I have been a fan of Joanna's for a long time, even actually before she was publishing with us at Avon. She was, I think, at Kensington beforehand. But all of her books are set in the Gilded Age, which is basically like 1870 to like 1900, kind of where there was a bunch of inventions going on, and like New York City, specifically where her books are set as well, it was just kind of on the edge of just this huge kind of almost like when the like Y2K came around in the 2000s, we didn't know what was going to happen, and like just a time of like anticipation. That's basically the kind of era she's writing in. And I don't think a lot of other historical romance writers are writing in this specific time period. So it's really just unique. It's basically, her books evoke all of the glamour and intrigue of like an Edith Wharton novel while satisfying every romance reader's craving for an HEA. And again, so this specific one, The Lady Gets Lucky, is about a scandalous romance between a good girl desperate to rebel and the rebel desperate to corrupt her. So it's just chef's kiss. And the cover is just this gorgeous lilac, beautiful kind of artistic cover, which is really lovely. So it'll look really great on your bookshelf, like just literally from an aesthetic standpoint. And then we graduate to 2022, which time is a flat circle and I don't understand how it means anything in life anymore, but it keeps rolling on somehow. And in February 2022, Alexandria Belfler is publishing her next book after Written in the Stars and Hang the Moon, called Count Your Lucky Stars. Mm-hmm. And it's a steamy queer rom-com about former best friends who might actually be each other's second chance at love. Mm-hmm. This one is also an inclusive romance. Alexandria identifies as queer. The two women heroines in the book are queer as well. And Alexandria recently won the Lambda Literary Award for Best Lesbian Romance and was also recognized by the Rip Bodice Award for Excellence in Romantic Fiction. Mm-hmm. So she's, if you haven't read her yet, I mean, she's a fantastic, exciting new kind of almost a millennial voice too. She's younger in the genre. So it's like fresh kind of take in the romance sphere. Her books are so fun, especially the series as a whole. Is interconnected by elements of kind of modern day dating. So there's like a dating app that connects all three books and how the couples meet. And there's elements of astrology, which I know I'm very much into and trying to gauge my day of like, okay, is Mercury in retrograde? Am I going to have a good day or a bad day? So if you kind of like those fun elements, Count Your Lucky Stars should definitely be on your TBR pre-ordered. And then lastly, come March, Hook, Line, and Sinker by Tessa Bailey. I am in love with this little duology. Tessa wrote It Happened One Summer, which came out a couple months ago and was inspired by Schitt's Creek. And so this book is actually a follow-up to it featuring her sister and one of the other kind of like pretty robust side characters from It Happened One Summer. Mm-hmm. So Hook, Line, and Sinker kind of follows the sister, and it's basically a former player who accidentally falls for his best friend while trying to help her land a different man. So if you kind of like that kind of like longing, but can't tell her about it because you're trying to set her up with someone else, but actually you're the perfect person for her kind of element or trope, this one would be perfect for you. And I know I mentioned Joanna Shoup's beautiful lilac color. This cover is like this mint green and it is just so cute. It literally looks like it could be like an animated romance series, if that ever is a thing. But it just looks so cute and is definitely headed, at least when we get finished books in, which unfortunately won't be for a while, but might be headed for my keep shelf facing out because it's so adorable. So that's just a little teaser of things that we've coming out. We have so many other books coming, but I think these few are kind of some of my favorite reads so far.
So essentially you mentioned all my, in case of an emergency, I have a reading slump books that I have. Mm. So I had been in the midst of the move. I was like, I need something fun to read. So I just picked Alexander Bellflower's mm-hmm. on Your Lucky Stars. And it was just like the perfect like 5-star. I was like, oh, I'm just like in a good place, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I'm saving Tessa's for another, you know.
Absolutely. I mean, and it's such a joy to read them for the first time, but I really feel like one of the things I think Avon does so well is that we try and publish books that you're going to want to come back to and really be drawn into and have an experience as a reader. And not only do we want you to have such a great experience reading the books, but we want you to kind of invest in our authors as well and like really kind of be able to appreciate their bodies of work and just support them as best you can, if it's following them on social media or if it's pre-ordering their books or like attending their events and things. We just really kind of value the genuine connections our authors have been able to make with readers and things like that. And then it kind of transfers over to us as Avon people when we're able to do kiss cons or see you guys kind of in different capacities and really just kind of creating a family. And it's all based around books, which is so, so lovely because, I mean, keeping to come back to them and just know that you're going to get the best kind of feels and come away happy. And sometimes you just need to know that something's going to spark joy and it's like a guarantee, it's a given. And I feel like Avon Books does that a lot, which it seems yeah. like from your break in case of emergency, I think we're doing our job okay.
Yes. It's like my in case of emergency. I was like, I need something to pick me up. And I was like, this is what I need to read. So I think you have amazing authors who are not only, I've had the opportunity to talk to them and they're like, so knowledgeable and so sweet and so great. And they're like ready, you know, to write amazing stories that can transport you out of, you know, the rut, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And we want them to also be kind of like, I know I mentioned this with Talia, reflective of all of the readers that we serve. And like, we're always trying to go and find those kinds of stories, whether it be on a diversity track, whether it be on a LGBTQ track, whether it be on a like different size, shape, religion, spirituality, whatever it might be. I think one of the beautiful things about love in general is that it could be self-love and a journey discovery of like maybe your career is your love and that's okay. And you're going to be the best damn thing at whatever your career is, or maybe it's familial love, reconnecting and having these beautiful stories like Jill Shalvis writes about sisters or moms and daughters and things like that. Or even if it's romantic love. Being able to kind of celebrate love in all its forms is definitely one of the tentpoles we try to do here at Avon. And you guys are always letting us know what you like, what you don't like, what you wish you could see more of, all that kind of stuff. And we love that kind of feedback. Absolutely.
Yeah. I love diversity. Like it was the first couple of times I've seen myself in a story was you had me at Ola.
Yes.
I'm from Puerto Rico and I'm from the island. So I was like, I got a job in it. Well, Alexis, I was like, you got the island right, because it's not the same as, like, you know, like people from the island is different from Puerto Rico as opposed to people from New York who are Puerto Rican descent. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Two very different experiences. And so here, seeing my story, I was like, you know, yes, I live in a negated community and I have this kind of life, and then like being able to see reflected in the story and in romance, I was like, this is like what I need to read more, you know, like this is my experience that I may not be able to share with like all the people, you know, but I can,
right.
I can see it in a book, and it's pretty amazing. Just,
yes. I love Alexis Daria. I mean, her, A Lot Like Adios just came out, I think, last week. Yeah. That's also a slight plug. Everybody go buy that one or rent it from your library. Alexis is a fantastic writer. I mean, I was, she hooked me when her first series came out. I think it was only an E. About the dancers, the ballroom dancers, which the title of the first one is
escaping. Dance All Night, I think, or Dance.
Or Dance Something Night. Yeah, I'll put it in the show notes. perfect. She's a great writer. Her books are so good. They're so funny too. Yeah, she writes great characters.
Yeah. So final question. Any backlist titles, any backlist authors, or anyone who just like basically, let's look at the vault and see like, hey, these books you can borrow from the library.
100%. And with the libraries kind of like opening up again and like having curbside, like I'm so thrilled that libraries are back to a degree, and I can't wait till they're fully back. So like you can just spend an hour just kind of touching books and like just perusing and having to be quiet, but like in that way that everyone's quiet and that like we're all kind of on the same wavelength, like we don't want to disturb each other, but we're all having this shared experience. It's such a unique kind of feeling in a library, and I'm very excited for that to come back in full force. But I picked three. I have, and hopefully these might be new to people, or if not, if it's a reread session. First, I chose Burn For Me by Ilona Andrews, which is kind of like a more kind of urban paranormal fantasy romance series. Mm-hmm. It's the very first book in her Hidden Legacies series. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. Like I actually have read every single thing Ilona Andrews has written, whether it be for Avon or in other publishers or self-published. I just can't sing their praises loud enough. And I picked Burn For Me because the last book in her kind of spin-off series from this series, Ruby Fever, is slated to come out soon-ish. We're hopefully next summer, fingers crossed. So we'll have plenty of runway if you want to read the Hidden Legacies series, which is just three books, and then the spin-off series, there's two out right now. So she is amazing, or they're amazing. It's actually a husband and wife team. Fantastic books, especially for like kind of the paranormal, urban fantasy type, lane of the genre. And then A Princess in Theory by Alyssa Cole is the first in her Reluctant Royal series. I had the privilege of working on Alyssa's, newest book that came out in May called How to Find a Princess, which is actually a queer Anastasia inspired novel. And I had also been reading Alyssa since she was, publishing again, not with us, but, her Civil War, books. And of course, again, I'm blanking on those titles, but those are really good. But if you can't get enough of like Harry and Meghan or royalty kind of love stories in general, like The Royal We or Red, White, and Royal Blue or The Royals Next Door, A Princess in Theory is fantastic. And it was a New York Times notable book for 2018. It was also a Library Journal best book of 2018. So it's just fantastic. And then last but not least, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention kind of like one of the reigning queens of romance, Miss Sarah McLean. Mm-hmm. Fierce, feminist, amazing romance novels. And if you haven't read her before, I'm not going to say like, what the heck, but I highly, highly, highly recommend. And her debut book was with us. We've been publishing her for, I think, about 10 years now. And her debut book was called 9 Rules to Break When You're Romancing a Rake. Mm-hmm. And it's part of her like Love by Numbers series. It's the very first one. So it's gonna potentially cause some binge reading nights. I'm not gonna lie, because there's, I think, 4 or 5 in this series. And then her next series comes through, and she's published several books. So there's a lot of, exciting backlist to get to her, once you finish this one. And her newest Bombshell just came out in August as well. And that's a start of a brand new series as well. So if you don't want to go all the way back to the beginning, you could start with Bombshell. I'm sure there are copies at the library, but yeah, Sarah's a gem. She's fantastic to read.
I agree. I agree with all the recommendations. They're chef's kiss.
So. Oh, good. I tried. I know you and I were actually talking a little bit before we started recording, but I was really hoping to have the suggestions kind of be a variety of things, yeah. Whether it be inclusive or whether they be historical romances versus kind of the contemporary rom-coms or trade paper versus mass market and just give a little spice for everything.
Yes. I think this is like great. Someone who's like new to romance, this is a great starter kit to look for different places where they can actually try different types of authors and different types of stories. And so I love that. So.
Oh, I think that's a great way to put that, kind of a starter kit. That would be fantastic because you can kind of dip your toe into a little bit of everything. I mean, obviously this is by no means a comprehensive list, but we've got our urban fantasy. We've got our historicals. We've got our rom-coms. We've got royals and we've got suspense and cowboys. And like, that's, I mean, also another amazing thing about romance is like literally anything you want, you can pretty much have. We don't have an alien book yet. Like, I don't know if you've read Ice Planet Barbarian. I did, and I wasn't mad about it. It actually was quite good. But yeah. Maybe that's the next thing I'll have to push our team on, is like, we have to find the next alien romance stat.
Yeah. Alien romance is the next, or monsters.
You don't monsters, 100%. Monsters
or something out of this world.
Yes. Something a little creepy, but still good. I don't know. Who knows? I wonder who would read that. Apparently a lot of people, but we'll see.
Yeah. Awesome. So thank you, Julie, for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. This was a lovely conversation.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For book recommendations, author interview archives, and other fun book resources and tips, please visit whatyourenextblog.com. The What Your Next podcast is part of the Frolic Network. To discover new shows to listen and love, please visit frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourreadnextblog.com/sponsorships. to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.